From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Fortuna announcing the hiring of a new police chief. Casey Day has been selected following an extensive search and interview process. Day selected based on his extensive law enforcement experience and education that focused on organizational leadership and criminal justice. He plans to work on developing community relationships early on so that he can better understand the current issues Fortuna is facing. He's a 19-year career veteran of the Anderson Police Department in Shasta County. He grew up in Shasta, Lake City, and enlisted in the U.S. Marine Corps after graduating from high school. He has a master's degree in criminal justice from Arizona State University, a bachelor's in organizational leadership from Simpson University in Redding, California. Pacific Gas and Electric hosting a webinar for customers in Humboldt and Trinity counties to share information about its plans to prevent wildfires and reduce the impacts of public safety power shutoff events on customers and communities. Topics covered during the webinar will include improvements PG&E is implementing to make PSPS events smaller in size, shorter in length, and smarter for customers, as well as local progress on key wildfire prevention work. The interactive webinar providing an opportunity for customers to hear about work in the community and have questions for PG&E. Subject matter experts will be on hand. It happens on Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 p.m. Well, as summer heats up and we head into the July 4th holiday weekend, the Six Rivers National Forest reminding everyone that fire restrictions are in effect for the forest. The restrictions, which have already been in effect for a month, are in place to protect forest visitors, communities, employees, and natural resources. According to Interagency Fire Chief Josh Matheson, every unwanted wildfire causes needless damage, and during the COVID-19 pandemic, increases virus exposure to firefighters and the public. Fire restrictions prohibit igniting, building, or using a fire outside of developed recreation sites, designated fire-safe sites, and wilderness areas within the boundaries of the Six Rivers National Forest. Well, as of Monday, the Humboldt County Joint Information Center replaced the text-only testing results with graphics from the COVID-19 data dashboard. That dashboard provides more comprehensive data and is easier to understand. You can visit humboldtgov.org/COVID to find out more. And the setting of a preliminary hearing was delayed Monday in a drug trafficking case because one of the women involved has to get a new lawyer. Eureka Times Standard reporting attorney Russell Clanton, who had been appointed to defend 37-year-old Sarah Carroll, withdrew from the case, citing a conflict of interest. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.